The Naval Sea Systems Command says it needs to hire at least 2,000 new people to keep up with ship maintenance. The 2017 budget will help the command get the maintainers it needs, but not all of them. Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni talked about it with NAVC Chief Vice Admiral Thomas Moore.
The first place I need more people is in the naval shipyards. And so I think, as I mentioned at Sierra and Space, we're at about 33,850 today, total workforce in the four naval shipyards. And I need, you know, a little over 36,000 people in the naval shipyards, we think, to execute the work that we have with the force that we have today, and to account for the force growing up to the 308 that the Navy plans to get to. So that's the first place that we got to go. The second piece would be within, you know, the headquarters and the field activities. If the Navy is going to grow to 355 ships, as we put those plans in place and we can see where the Navy is going to go, then I think we've got to make sure that we've got the right people in the technical communities in NAVC-05 and NAVC-04, who's my industrial operations people, to provide the proper oversight as we grow the size of the force. So first and foremost, naval shipyards. Second part would be in the headquarters and the field activities as it relates to the growing the size of the Navy.
You have this. What is your plan to grow this workforce? Obviously, you need the congressional support to do that and executive support. But if you were to get that, you know, that plan, it's certainly not something you can do overnight. So how are you going to kind of grow this force?
Yeah, so we're encouraged. The omnibus that just passed included, funding for readiness accounts for the Navy, which is something that we needed, and that will be kind of the first down payment on our ability to start hiring people in 17 that will eventually get us to where we need to be. So we need some money in 17. The Navy's budget going in 18, we expect to provide a request for some additional resources in 18 as well, which would allow me to continue to start the hiring process at the naval shipyards. So it's about a two-year time lag from the time I start hiring until I actually have somebody on board. And so we would expect, if they get the funds in 17 and 18 that we've requested, that by the end of fiscal year 19 into early fiscal year 20, the workforce should be up at the 36,000, slightly above that we need to go execute the work.
And what kind of funds would you need in 2018 and 2019 to not only get that workforce up, but also to maintain that workforce?
Well, it's all operations and maintenance money, Navy. I don't want to get into the specifics of what the dollar amount is in 18 because the budget's it's still pre-decisional until it goes over the Hill, and we expect to submit that budget over to the Hill here shortly. And when we do, certainly I'd be happy to give you the specifics that are in the budget. But my understanding there's about $1.7 billion in the omnibus for 17 that was just passed by the Congress. That's something that will be very, very helpful. And in the specifics of 18, there'll be money in there as well that will, provide the final down payment to what we need to get to 36,000.
And what about engineers? I think there has been sort of a downturn in how many engineers you have. What's kind of the status on that?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So just back at the height of the Reagan buildup in 1990, when we were up to 586 ships, just as a point of reference, we had in headquarters, we had about 1,300 engineers in NAVC-05, which is my engineering directorate. And we did a lot more, we did a lot of ship design and ship design oversight in addition to the managing the day-to-day technical issues of the fleet. And then when we started to kind of decline in the number of ships, the peace dividend in the mid-90s timeframe, there was a precipitous drop-off in the number of headquarters engineers, and we were down, went from 1,300 down to about 275 people between 1990 and 2005. Now, the size of the fleet went down in that period as well, from 586 down to, 280, closer to the 275 we're at today. So we did cut the size of the force down, so you would have expected the size of the engineering work to come down. But we slashed the engineering workforce at a much greater rate than we did the number of ships. And at the same time we were cutting ships, we were also building and designing new ships. So in the late 90s, we were building and designing LCS, we were building and designing DDG-1000, we were building and designing Virginia-class submarines, we were building and designing Ford-class carriers. So there was a, you know, during that time period, you know, we pushed a lot more of the responsibility for the design over to the industry. And there was a school of thought there that industry knows best, and perhaps, hey, throw it over the fence to them, let them take care of it. And while industry is fantastic, there is a role for the government and some of that oversight and being more specific about what we want. And I think in some cases you've learned that lesson the hard way on some of the ships, in particular DDG-1000. LCS has had some challenges that that we'll work our way through those, but probably a reflection that we didn't have the size of the engineering force that we needed. Now, we fixed that in about 2005. There's a recognition that we needed to be have more. We're up to about 560 people today in NAVSEAL 5, and that's closer to where we should be based on the size of the force. But if we're going to continue to build ships and grow and bring new ships online, Columbia, you know, for the future surface combatant, we'll need more people in the headquarters in the engineering. I don't have an exact number for you today, but it's probably going to be up around, you know, north of 700 or so compared to the 560 we have today. And I think that's an important lesson out of the last downturn, which is, yep, you got to have the workforce size to the force. And so if the force comes down, it makes sense to come down. But if you go too far, you'll pay a price.
Do you find that you have any retainment or recruitment issues with engineers?
No, actually, we're doing pretty well. Yeah, it's a great place to work. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, I can't necessarily offer the same salary that maybe somebody at Google or Amazon or, you know, pick it out there today in the private sector can provide. But, you know, we can provide, you know, some pretty meaningful work, service above self. And so I find the folks that come in here to work and on the engineering side of the house, very dedicated. They're working on things that they know are in the national interest, and so they're working on new ships and new ship designs, and it's a great interest to them. And so it's a competition for the talent out there, and I think we certainly compete well with anybody out there, and I'm satisfied that we've got great talent in FC, and we'll continue to compete well and win in a lot of those competitions for talent in the future.
That was Naval Sea Systems Command Chief Vice Admiral Thomas Moore speaking with Federal News Radio Scott Massioni. Be sure to check out Scott's coverage at federalnewsradio.com.